Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Campus Chronicle podcast. I'm Cole, and with me we have Aaron.
Hello.
Bella.
Hello.
And Drew.
Hey.
And today we are going to talk about work stories. I guess you seem like you were pretty excited that you had something to share, Drew. Do you want to maybe kick us off with,
one? Let me tell you about this one. This one. It made me so mad. All right. So my first job ever, I worked at a dog daycare in Bondurant called Barks and Wags. You know, first few months, it was going good. And then, like, it kind of gets bad because dogs don't listen very well. And they're all kenneled up overnight. And I had to go in next morning. So I had a bunch of messes to clean up. But there was just one time. So there's a big dog section and a little dog section. So I went over to the little dog section, get him out, let him go to the bathroom. And this little chihuahua jumped out of the top cage and bit me on my face. And that put me over the top. And then ended up running outside the door. And so I had to chase him all the way down the road. It just was not a good day that day. And then I ended up leaving a few days after that.
So, okay, you're letting the chihuahua out of the cage and it jumped up and bit you, or were you like bending down a little bit?
So there's in the little dog section, there's a bottom row and there's a top row. So it jumped from the top row, which is a good, I'd say 3-4 feet off the ground, and jumped out of the cage, bit me on the face in midair, and ran out the door.
That's a skilled dog right there.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, God. I feel like I wouldn't want to stay much longer at that place if that happened to me.
Well, and I feel like, in general, little dogs are more of a pain than big dogs. So, like, yeah, it would be like a little chihuahua that does that.
Yeah. Drew, did you ever have to deal with, like, customers or anything? Because I know for me, that's where a majority of my stories come from, is dealing with, like, annoying customers. Or is it mainly just like you took care of the dogs?
I mean, there was like some customers that would come in and like either pick up their dog in the morning or drop them off in the morning. And I would just, I would just bill them and they'd pay and they'd leave. So it wasn't customers were bad. It was their dog that was bad.
Yeah. I feel like most dogs reflect their owners. So the owners are probably crappy too.
Yeah.
I guess
The owner of that chihuahua actually tried suing me because I claimed that it bit me in the face and they didn't want to believe it.
Well, there you go. That explains it.
That's so one heck of a customer experience. I can't say I've ever been potentially sued.
Yeah, well, it's like your dog bit you.
Apparently they were suing for animal abuse because I let the dog get out the door. So
how is that abuse? I'm so confused.
But it ended up getting dropped, so it was all good. I was only 14.
Can you imagine that though? Can you imagine getting bit and the owner suing you for getting bit? Like,
well, and imagine stooping so low that you would sue a 14-year-old.
Yeah, literally.
You're even contemplating suing a 14-year-old because your dog got out the door. Like,
oh my God. See, that's why I love talking about work stories, because you hear these things and you're like, yes, I've had similar things. People really suck. Like,
I guess, do you want to go into one of yours then, Aaron?
Ooh,
sounds like you have some customer experiences.
I've been working retail for like 3 years, so I mean they kind of just bleed together at this point, so I don't know if I can think of anything specific right now, but it's mainly just like, for whatever reason, people blame employees when things are out of stock. Like, someone can go from being super nice and then you tell them an item is out of stock and they just switch on to this whole new personality, and you just have to deal with that. I don't know, I'm sure Bella has probably dealt with that before too, or even Cole, you have too, but it's so weird how someone can go from being so nice to being so rude just because something didn't go their way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah, like, I feel like most of the time I can tell, though, like, if someone's going to give me a hard time, because I can just, like, sense that they're, like, frustrated already. So, I'm usually I'm expecting it, but there are a few times where I'm not expecting it, and it's like, okay, wow.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know, it's just, like, I don't understand people sometimes, just because it's, like, I don't understand why you have this level of, I don't know, like, you think you're entitled to everything, and then when something small doesn't work out, suddenly you have to lash out and act, like, rude to the innocent, you know, 16-year-old retail worker who's just doing their job type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I always find that it's, like, the small things that get people over the edge. Like, it won't even matter that much, and I'll literally tell them, like, there's a way to fix it, and it's not that hard if you would just, like, hold on for a moment. But then I feel like there are things, like, that are actually kind of a big deal, and I feel really bad, but then the person's like, yep, it's no big deal. So.
Yeah.
It's always, like, petty people.
Right. Yeah, so this does remind me of an actual story, though. So, for some reason, certain, like, older customers that come in, they kind of, I don't know, like, they want you to help them do their shopping, pretty much, like, find each item they want. And there's this one old lady who comes into the store and all the employees actively avoid because she takes so long with people's help. So, like, for example, the one that got me the most was, it was like a, I don't know, like a Wednesday night, and I work a 4-hour shift, and she stopped me, and I was helping her look for items on the computer for an hour and a half, which is like almost half my shift. And in the end, she bought like one item. It's like that kind of thing where people just waste your time so much that drives me insane. And that was one of them where it's just like, I helped you for an hour and a half and you did nothing. Like,
yeah, we had that at the grocery store a lot too. Like, that was my first job. And yeah, you'd basically do an entire person's grocery shopping, which takes a long time because people buy a lot of groceries.
Yeah. And I think the worst part is with that lady, like, she really is super nice. She's just a sweet old lady. But when you're helping her, for whatever reason, she thinks that, like, you're just this personal shopper who has to help her with everything she's looking for. And I don't know. Just, it's annoying, I guess.
Yeah. When you were talking about entitled, that, like, that kind of reminded me of, like, my really bad regular at the cafe, which was the job I had before my current one, where, like, he expected a very particular type of drip coffee to be ready for him and his two sisters when they came in, but he wouldn't come in at necessarily the right time or, like, the consistent time. So it's like, even if we did give him special treatment like that, we wouldn't know when to make it, really. So sometimes he would show up and we wouldn't have started it. And then he doesn't like what we have made. So then we'll have to make him a whole, like, pot of whatever, like, of whatever it is he wanted. And he'll just stand there and stare at us until it's ready. Like, we'll move on to the next customer, but he'll stand directly next to them, like, the entire time, which I'm sure wasn't comfortable for them or us.
Yeah.
And then sometimes after he got the coffee, then he'd make some, like, remark about how we need to be prepared next time or something, or like how we're just awful baristas because we just didn't have it ready for him. And it's like, get over yourself, dude. You're not that important.
Right. Well, kind of going off that too, I feel like some customers, like, for some reason, they feel like the employees of the store is plotting against them, like trying to give them a bad experience. Like, I work at Bed Bath & Beyond, and there's these coupons that are sent out all the time for like 20% off an item. And if a customer comes in without one, they'll go up to the register and be like, hey, do you have a coupon I can use? And then every so often we'll say, no, sorry. And they'll be like, I know you have them back there and you just don't want to give them to me, but that's okay. And it's like, we're not, like, plotting against you. We just don't have anything for you.
Yeah. I mean, definitely with that dude, especially by the end. Like, after I'd been dealing with him for like a year, I'm like, I'm never making this call. Even if I know when you're going to be in, like, around the hour, I'm never making this for you before you come in. Like, you will wait for it because I just don't care. Right. Like, I don't reward bad behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're going to be a bad person, or like, if you're like going out of your way just to be rude, like, then I'm going to be rude to you too.
Right.
So maybe I'm bad at customer service because I'll willingly be rude to people that I know are rude to me, but.
Oh no, I've done that before too, where it's like, I'm not going to give in to what you want and be super nice to you. I'm going to either, you know, kind of deal it back to you, or just be regular indifferent, like no cheery, nice customer service voice with it.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Do you have any, stories you can talk about, Bella? I know you can't talk about your current job, but have you had any jobs in the past that you had?
Yeah, so I worked my very first job 4 years ago. I worked at Chick-fil-A.
I can only imagine what that was like. Yeah,
so that was kind of a terrible entrance into the world of customer service. Because not only were people rude, they knew that they could be rude and get what they wanted because we had to say yes to them, because Chick-fil-A's whole thing is super polite customer service. So someone could walk up to me and say oh, I didn't get these 5 items with my order, and I would check their receipt, and they had not paid for them. They had not ordered them, but they would insist that it was forgotten to be added to their order, and that they actually did pay for it somehow, which made sense. But if a manager was there within earshot, you can't tell a customer no, you're wrong. You have to be oh, sorry about that. We're going to get that for you right now. And so customers would take advantage of that. Or except what would the worst part was then, if it got to the point where we were giving out too much free stuff, then it would turn back on us, the cashiers, and then somehow we would get in trouble for giving out too much free stuff, even though we had to, because we would get in trouble if we didn't. So it's no matter what you did, it was wrong.
Right.
I
always feel bad for the Chick-fil-A employees. I feel that's where the most Karen type people go. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was so bad. It was actually kind of traumatizing because they would also threaten to fire you all the time for not being a good enough customer service employee, except you knew that they couldn't fire you because they couldn't afford to find more people and we were already understaffed. So it was just constant abuse from both sides.
Oh my God.
It was terrible. Yeah,
that sounds no fun.
The Chick-fil-A, so when I worked at the cafe, I was at the Barnes & Noble, on University in Clive, and there's a Chick-fil-A in the same parking lot. And they would have all their manager meetings at the cafe.
Really?
Yes, but they took up the entire cafe because there were so many of them that would come over, and it's then they would just sit there forever, and it's they ordered drinks and stuff, so they did buy stuff, which was fine, but they took up all the room, so no one else could sit in the cafe when they were having their meetings, and it was every week.
Right.
And yeah. They always just kind of weirded me out. I don't want to be mean, but I don't know. Two of them in particular, kind of skewed me out.
It's actually really funny because, wait, how long ago was this?
This was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I probably could actually imagine who you're talking about. I didn't work at that one, but I have a lot of friends who did and still do.
Mm-hmm. So
they had quite the time.
Well, it's good that I'm not alone then. Thinking that they were weird.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but for some reason, whenever a Chick-fil-A employee says the whole my pleasure thing, it always kind of weirds me out because I'm I know you don't care that much about, you know, the fact that you're helping me. Why are you putting on this whole thing? But maybe Bella, you can explain. It's why do they want you to be so over the top nice? Just because they want good customer service?
I feel with the my pleasure thing, it's more of it's become this tradition where Chick-fil-A employees say my pleasure, and we have to kind of keep that going. And I mean, it mostly has to do with being super polite. But actually, a lot of Chick-fil-A's now, a lot of employees just will just say, like, you're welcome. Because what was starting to happen is people would come in and they knew that we had to say my pleasure. So they would say thank you 10 million times so that we would have to say my pleasure. Like, we would say it over and over and over.
Oh, God.
So then, like some of the managers would be like, you know, some like you don't always have to say my pleasure. Like, you can say it sometimes, but like if someone is like giving you a hard time, just say you're welcome and like move on and like ignore them, because people would try and like harass us with it.
What's with all these like garbage people harassing Chick-fil-A employees? This is supposed to be the restaurant that all the good Christians go to.
Well, the problem was that like there's, okay, anywhere you go, there's, like, Karens. But, like, the problem with Chick-fil-A is that, like, it was everyone. Like, there would be, like, constant, like, streams of, like, teenagers coming in and, like, giving us crap. And it was, like, come on, like, be better. Like, you know what it's like. Be better. But they were never better.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, you could not pay me enough to work there. It just sounds not fun.
That's why I'm glad I work in a kitchen now and don't deal with any customers at all, ever. But I did have to deal with garbage kitchen employees.
Oh, no.
Which is something I haven't thought about. They just get so, like, everything's so personal. Because, like, I would work as an expediter, and so, like, I had to, like, check tickets and the items we had. And if something wasn't made right, or if someone's, like, sent something out of order, so I didn't have this particular thing, I'd have to call it out and be like, well, I need this, or I need this made different. And then they would just, like, get all pissy about it.
Right.
And it's like, I'm just doing my job. It's like, they think that I'm, like, personally, like, attacking them.
Yeah. That's why I feel like most people should work either a retail or, like, a service job just at least once in their life. Because then after that, people are so much nicer because they actually understand what they're going through. Like, I feel like most people who are rude to those kind of employees have never worked in that situation before. I mean, I don't know, that's at least the vibe I get. But
yeah.
Have you guys ever had to deal with stealing at all?
Someone in my class stole alcohol from the grocery store while we were in high school. I saw, like, I was running a register, like, right out on the end of the liquor aisle. And he grabbed, like, a six-pack of Cayman Jack and walked out the other side of the aisle and then walked around the store to, the front door and just left.
Did he get away with it?
Yeah, because we're not allowed to stop them, like, if they get out of the building.
Yeah.
And, like...
Yeah, that's something they preached to us when I was doing my training, is they're always like, if someone's stealing, don't stop them. Like, it's basically, like, we don't want you to get shot and it's our fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Which also, speaking of stealing, kind of, like, that kind of reminded me of another, I have more, I think I've blocked a lot of this out of my mind. I have more bad memories of the grocery store than I thought. So, like, I then eventually kind of, like, got promoted, quote unquote, from being, like, just a cashier to working what was the courtesy counter. So, like, that, like, special counter where you go and get lottery tickets and cigarettes and stuff like that, Western Union. I ended up working back there. And there was this one regular who would always come in. It was like, he seemed nice enough, if a little strange, but whatever. And so, like, I printed off a lottery ticket, and he was talking, we were talking to whatever. Then he, like, grabbed the ticket and started walking away before paying for it. And all I said was just, like, oh, you hadn't paid for that yet. Like, I wasn't accusing him of stealing, but I guess that's what he thought I was doing or something. And then his, like, personality switched, and he, like, told me to go outside and we'd fight. Like, he was like, meet me on the parking lot, and I was like, no.
You're like, I'm all right.
Oh my goodness, that reminds me of something that I have to say once we're done, but keep going.
Well, because then there was that manager got involved, told him to leave, should have gotten banned but didn't. And then like a couple days later, that manager, like, showed me, like, his phone, and that dude had been arrested for aggravated assault. So, like, I straight up would have gotten attacked if there wasn't the counter between us, I think.
Yeah, I have a quick question about that, though. I thought with, like, lottery tickets, I thought you have to actually pay for them to get, like, activated, right? Or if you have the numbers, does it not matter?
Not the, I mean, scratch-offs, yes. The, like, Powerball tickets.
You just need the numbers for that one?
Yeah, because you print it off, and then we ring it up on the register, if I remember correctly. Or, like, I don't remember exactly how the system works, but I know the ticket prints before, like, you can print the ticket before it's paid for. Like, you print it, then do the payment.
Okay, that makes more sense, yeah. So, yeah. Anyways, Bella, what was your story about that?
Oh, okay, so this is not actually, like, a work story. I was actually, like, a customer, and there was, like, someone working who basically threatened to fight my friends. So we were at a McDonald's, and I was there with, like, there was, like, a few guys and a few girls, and there was this one girl who we brought along who was actually the little sister of one of my friends. So she's, like, 14, and there's this, like, McDonald's worker comes up to our group and is, like, trying to, like, flirt with her and, like, is not leaving her alone. And he's, like, at least 25. Like, he is a grown man. And so one of my guy friends kept repeatedly being, like, you need to leave. You need to leave her alone. She's underage. And, like, he kept basically being, like, okay, like, we, like, please, like, you're making us uncomfortable. You need to leave. And so then the guy turns one of my guy friends and, like, was like, do you want to go outside and fight? And he takes off his McDonald's belt and he, like, throws it over his shoulder like he's about to start whipping my friend. And so my guy friend's, like, trying to call the police, and then the McDonald's manager has to, like, basically escort the worker off the premises. It was wild. Sorry, it just reminded me of that because that's, like, the most wild thing that's ever happened to me.
That's crazy. Oh my god. Wow. Yeah, how do you even get to that point as just a human being where you want to fight this guy who's telling you to leave a 14-year-old alone? Like, how does someone become that?
If you have other issues that have not been addressed. Right. Yeah, I can't think if I've had any, like, as a customer experiences.
Yeah, we had one pretty recently in regards to stealing where, so, you know, like, if you buy clothes or, like, an expensive, like, sheet set, for example, they have those little tags on them and you can't get them off unless you go up front, you know? Mm-hmm. So basically the device to take that off is just a really big and powerful magnet. Like, it's not anything special. And we had someone steal one of those. Because then if you have that magnet, you can go to other stores and deactivate items while you're shopping and steal them. Mm. And yeah, I mean, there's something, like, too crazy about it. It was pretty much like they were walking around the registers and acting super suspicious. And then when we had our backs turned, they reached across and grabbed it and ran out the door pretty much. And yeah, the stealing story itself wasn't really anything huge, but we called the police and everything. And they're like, how much is it worth? And they're like, oh, it's only like $100, but they can now go to any store in the area and steal whatever they want because they can take off the magnet sensor. So, like, the value is way more than $100. But yeah, there's no conclusive end of the story either. It's just something crazy we had happen.
And, like, not even just your store, but, like, any store that uses,
right, exactly,
like, sensors like that.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like I said, it's something special. It's just a huge magnet they can use. But I don't know. I was kind of hoping they might mess up and put the magnet next to their phone and, like, destroy their phone because that would be some good karma. But I don't know.
Person's actually kind of smart.
Yeah, well, that's what we're saying. It's like they knew what they were
playing
doing,
the
too.
Long game,
right? Yeah, like they stole that with purpose. They know that's how you get those sensors off, so they specifically targeted that. They didn't just try and steal some random item from the store. They specifically went after that. So, like, they've done it before, obviously. But yeah, it was just crazy.
Yeah, I can't think of many other stories that I have. I think I covered the more notable ones.
Oh, I did have something get thrown at me once. So I worked at the Jordan Creek Bed Bath & Beyond when it was, like, shutting down. And when the store's shutting down and they're, you know, putting everything on sale, returns are not allowed because, like, obviously we don't want the items back because the store's shutting down. And this lady wanted to come in and return an item, and it was like a paper towel holder, something stupid like that. And we were like, sorry, ma'am, we can't take back this return. The store is shutting down. And she's like, well, what am I supposed to do with it? And we're like, pretty much like, it's not our problem. You bought it. And as she was walking out, she's like, you know what? You can just effing keep it then. And threw it across the counter. And luckily it like went between my coworker and I, so it didn't hit anybody. But it like shattered on impact. And she walked out the door and just, I mean, yeah, it was crazy. We were just kind of standing there for a second in shock. Like, what just happened? Did a grown woman just throw a paper towel holder at us? Like,
you could have like actually like been seriously injured.
Right, exactly. And like, I mean, we were laughing about it after because we just thought it was funny, but yeah, we could have been, you know, actually hurt by it.
Yeah. So this is
part. Oh, go ahead.
Sorry. Oh no, go ahead. If you have to continue off of that, go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot. So like as she was walking out, so like to get out of the store, you kind of have to go around the customer service counter and it's a bit of a long walk. And she was walking out and we were like, have a great day, ma'am. Thank you for your business. We appreciate it. Have a great day. And she just didn't turn around or anything, just kept walking. But
that's my favorite, is being like extra ridiculously polite to garbage people.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that's probably the craziest experience I've had.
Yeah, I don't remember why I just remembered this, but again, it was a grocery store one. And it wasn't good or bad. It was just weird. Where, like, I finished ringing up this kind of older lady's groceries. They're all bagged, whatever, and is getting ready to pay or whatever. And what she does, she pulls out a piece of paper and a pen and just writes the total down and then looks at me.
Wait, not on, like, a check, on, like, a piece of paper?
Yeah, like, legit just a piece of paper. And then she's like, is that not good enough? Or, like, is that not, like, do you need something else or whatever? And I was like, yeah, I need you to pay for it. I like audibly said, I am so confused, like out loud.
Like someone had to write like an IOU?
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like she was high.
I don't know. But then she pulled out like, I don't remember if she paid with check or card, but then she pulled out like actual acceptable like currency and paid for it. But like, it was just weird.
Yeah, like.
I was like.
What? Why?
That's why, well, I feel. She was high because she like couldn't process it in her brain.
Well, and like, or that's worked somewhere else, and she's like, or she's living in the time where just written IOUs are acceptable. It's like,
but where would that work?
I have no idea.
I would probably do what you do and just audibly say, "I'm so confused." Like,
yeah, yes. Well, because she just wrote it down and looked at me, and I'm like, Because I also didn't want to, like, be rude or mean, because she wasn't rude. I was just confused. So I was just like, I'm confused.
Like, I feel like that's going to be in my head for the rest of the day. That is so weird. I want to go to a store and try that, though. Like, just write down a piece of paper and be like, is that enough? Have you guys ever had someone try and use, like, counterfeit money or, like, you know, use a stolen credit card or anything like that?
I've had someone accuse us of giving them counterfeit money. Because we also, back at the counter, we used to cash checks. So people would, like, bring in their payroll check and cash it. And they were, like, trying to, like, I think they had called the police. And, like, they came in with the police and said that we had given them a fake 50.
You're like, how is that our fault?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, it's like that came from the bank, like it was from the back room, so like if it got through them, right. Like we don't necessarily check the money from the bank coming in, because in theory it's like if they haven't or giving it to us, it should be real.
Yeah,
so it's like either you're just trying to like get us for something, like either you had that 50 on you and are trying to like get more money out of us or something.
Was it actually counterfeit or was it just super old? Because we had that before too, where it's like just $100 bill can look like really old if it's not like a newer one.
I don't
looks fake.
I don't remember exactly. I feel like it was, but it was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But we also don't really give out 50s. Like it would have been probably in 20s and 10s if we gave out. Like, we had, like, a few hundred sometimes that people would, like, pay with that we'd give out cash, but otherwise we had 20s and 10s for most everything.
Yeah. Yeah, we deal with counterfeit money probably like once a month. It happens all the time. We have, you know, devices to check if things are fake, and we're required to check 50s and 100s, but yeah. And with like stolen credit cards, they always say like a telltale sign is if someone's buying a lot of gift cards. Like if they're buying like $500 worth of Visa gift cards, it's probably a stolen credit card. And I had this guy come in one time and bought like $200 worth of Visa gift cards, and he tried the card and it wouldn't work. And he's like, yeah, let me go outside and call my bank quick. And right away I was like, he's not going to come back in. But I was like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And yeah, sure enough, walks out, doesn't come back in. I think I saw him like run back to his car, but yeah. I guess, is there any other fun stories anyone can think of, or should we kind of wrap it up here?
I think I finally did have all of mine. I can't think of anything more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, they all kind of just bleed together at this point, so I'm sure I have a lot more, but they're just not coming to mind right now.
It's more just the total customer service experience than like a particular,
yeah,
like specific encounter with people.
Right. Yeah, well, I guess quick before we kind of wrap up, I want to say just please go to the Campus Chronicle Twitter and vote in our polls. We only had one person last time, and the time before that we had like 7. So if we can just get like a few more people to vote, that'll be great.
You gotta put a poll up for people to vote on it, Aaron.
Well, I told you I was so disheartened from last time. I was like, it's not even worth it.
You know, you didn't tell me until today.
I'll put one up for next week then.
Okay. I guess that's been our episode on work stories. Thanks for listening, and yeah, go to the Twitter and vote on the next one. And we will see you then.